Okay.
So there would be a natural buffer zone from the apartment.
Yeah, none of that would be disturbed.
Right in here.
This right here is pretty much a fall off. There's really no, this serves no purpose for anything other than possibly, excuse me, we don't need it for that, like water retention or something like that. We didn't need it.
See, it's going to get close here.
Yeah.
Mr. Stewart, you asked about water last time. I have to call Ed.
Yeah.
There's an 8-inch main right here that's already on part of our property. So we can hook into that and we can do anything we want with that as far as...
Are you going, I mean, you think you may be going that way instead of private well?
We're leaning that way.
I mean, it don't make me,
but... I know you asked about that, so I did talk
to you. I think you'd be better served than putting another private well in myself. But well, that's personal opinion.
Especially with having an 8-inch line there.
Yeah.
And with an 8-inch line is...
Fire protection.
Fire protection. You can have a fire hydrant hooked up to the to an 8-inch line. That's the minimum amount you can have one hooked up to, so...
Well, like I said, I was with the water district many years, and I can't help but still.
Yep.
Matter of fact, your family is involved in that, too.
They were.
You want more detail on the fencing? Or?
Well, I'm concerned about the lights and the noise, just for the concern of that one lady that lives there close. And you are going to have, evidently, a walkway from Lost Tree Drive onto your parking lot.
It's not that we're going to have a walkway. We know it's going to happen, so
yeah.
we want
to be able to control it or put a fence.
We want to control where they come in at on our onto our property. Yes.
I think we
go ahead.
And you would probably like to know where that's going to be.
Yes.
We would like to know. I'm sure.
You right now?
Well.
Pull up the site plan. I mean, again, I don't know that that's a fair question at this point, but.
Because we don't look at terrain, we don't look at...
Right.
But, you know...
Because everybody in that project is going to be walking past that building to your
place. Right. And it will be conducive for that, directing them to where we want them to come in. We don't want people coming this way, this way, this way, this way, this way, this way.
Right.
It'll all funnel into a specific point where we allow them to come in.
And yeah, again, it looks like a...
This is actually supposed to be probably just a little bit up and a little bit...
You know,
just kind of a little more east, even.
So. I think a walkway would be a good thing.
That would be ideal. You have to control.
And then you could fence it or...
Fence it to make sure that they
can...
Put
brush on the side of whatever.
Well, I think it'll be handled properly from the location it is now.
It's a good location.
I'm surprised that there hasn't been a station there, but it was not owned by somebody that was conducive to that in the past.
Any other questions?
And I know, I just want to say one thing.
I don't know where she's at, I'm sorry. I know you don't know me. I am very sensitive to everybody around me. So if there is a problem, please let our staff know. I'll tell you later. I don't want to.
Yeah. Let's. Are we ready for anyone to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept it as written. It's going to be handled properly, I feel.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All in favor.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks. Appreciate your time.
Build it now.
Next up, we've got Missouri American Water.
Ready? Missouri American Water Company seeking Planning Commission approval of Division 3 permit allowing a new 1,000 gallon per minute public water supply well, a well house, and a 500,000 gallon water storage tank. I was notified that they changed from 300 to 500,000. located 1876 North State Highway 265. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is 8.7 acres in size, and currently there are no structures on the property. This property had a relative, Western Taney County relative, policy score of 9. I don't know if you had any changes to the staff recommendations. I did have a few photos. This is their entrance road that's actually on the MoDOT. It's on the high road right-of-way. There's where it comes off of Animal Safari. And they've actually leveled the site. So you can see that the highway is buffered. They've left trees along the highway. 265 is on the other side. Of course, our project is somewhat at the corner of Animal Safari. That entrance road came right here and circled around. Projects, I'll let the applicant show you where it's at. So...
You ready?
Good evening. My name's Jerry Jeske. I'm an engineer with Olson. I'm here on behalf of Missouri American Water Company, who is seeking to use this land here to construct some improvements to improve the water service to what is known as the Tri-States Water System that serves the western part of Branson there and serves many of the residents, condominiums, resorts, restaurants, along the west side of Branson. Missouri American Water has been, has looked throughout their system there to try to find suitable spots to add infrastructure to improve the service to the customers there, and there's not a whole lot to choose from, but they did finally find a piece of land here that we think it will work. Missouri American Water is committed to maintaining and improving the water service to this area that they serve, and to that end, they're looking to drill a new groundwater supply well with the well house and add a storage tank to increase the reliability of the water system there. We have coordinated with Missouri Department of Natural Resources, with MoDOT, with the FAA, with Taney County, of course, with White River Electric, and we're, of course, as you would expect with a project like this, doing our due diligence to make sure that all of our I's are dotted and T's are crossed, and I'm here to answer any questions that you guys might have. I know that it's a steep site and a site that's bounded on both sides, east and west, by MoDOT right-of-way, and that is why we're performing the kind of coordination that we are here. So far, everyone that we've worked with seems amenable to coming to some solutions to allow this lot, this property to be developed to contain the improvements that are being proposed. And we ask that that we are allowed to continue and let us know what we can do to make sure that Taney County is happy with the end result.
Do we have anybody here opposed to this project that has signed up to speak? Anyone signed up that is for this project to speak? Seeing none, do we have any specific questions for the applicant?
How tall is this tower going to be, water tower going to be, since we've increased the size?
Great question. The tower's is just going to get bigger in diameter with the increase in size, but ultimately it's going to be about 118 feet tall. The tower is going to have the same height as Missouri American Water's two existing standpipes that are also there along the east side of Highway 265. So it will match the elevation of those.
10-inch lift.
Is that for the well? Are you referencing the well? It'll be bigger than that. We're going for a big well here. Yeah, yeah. 14-inch casing is probably what we're going to be going for, yeah.
Big old pump.
Yep.
have no.
A lot of horsepower. Yeah.
Any other questions? Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None opposed?
Did you get the second?
Passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we've got 109 Stony Point Drive, Hollister.
Good evening.
Jeffrey and Joyce Sidfrid are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing nightly rental use in the existing single-family home located at 109 Stony Point Drive, Hollister. Per the assessor's information, the four-bedroom single-family home was built in 2008 and is located in the Fieldstone Bluff Subdivision, Phase 1, Lot 17. Property is served by a community well for water and Branson Creek Development Treatment Plant for wastewater. Project received a total score of 17 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score. Stony Point Drive currently has four single-family homes with active Division 3 special use permits for nightly rental at the following addresses: 138, 189, 209, and 226 Stony Point Drive. And our properties here on the corner. This is overall map of the nightly rental approvals. And then just some photos. That's the back of the home, and there's another photo.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah, we've, as you can see, we're looking to start a nightly rental program with our house, not immediately, but we bought the house originally to live in, and we've moved back to Houston, so we're not able to use the house as often now. The nightly rental would allow us to use it when it's not rented, visit my folks that live about 3 minutes away, my wife's mom that lives about 5 minutes away. We have a lot of family here. I was born and raised here. We've been here most all our life, so we talked to the neighbor to the right there. She wouldn't say whether she was opposed or for it. I don't think she's here tonight, but I talked to her specifically about a buffer plan, and she specifically said she didn't really want any new shrubs or anything, and the only thing she was concerned about was noise. They'd had some other nightly rentals that occasionally had noise problems. That was about it, so... Nothing else to add?
Okay. In the audience, who do we have that's opposed to this application? Sir, if you want to have a seat, we'll just run through the... That has signed up to speak, I should say. Ma'am, do you want to start?
Okay, I'm Jan Parent, and I live at 156 Greystone Drive, which is the street right up above where they're wanting to use it. And my husband and I purchased this home in 2012, This was to be our retirement home. And we really searched, and a lot of soul search went in.